Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Meister ist Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis. So, the first words of this Mishnah is actually a pirish on the last words of the previous Mishnah. What did we learn? The end of Mishnah Aleph. We said, V'chol she'ein t'chilo sayaychol. Anything that's not a food at the beginning, when it starts to grow, but it is a food when it finishes growing, so it's not mechuyev in maisrus until it becomes fully ripe, until it becomes a maichel. That's true for fruit, as opposed to vegetables that generally are edible as soon as they start coming out. So, our Mishnah asks, so have to know each fruit, when is it considered ripe? From when do peres become mechuyev in maisrus? In other words, when do I say, no, you can't eat it, stam, unless you first separate maestros. Dr. Mishnah hata einem mishiyav chili. Figs, when they begin to develop. This means that the top of the figs or the tip of the figs turn white. Huanovim, grapes, viu avashim, and avashim. Avashim also means grapes, but it's a shvacha grape. It's not as good as the anovim. There is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Vayikav lasis anovim, vayas beushim. They planted the vineyard hoping to have geshmaka grapes. Instead came out these beushim grapes. Beushim grapes normally grow on their own in the desert. But obviously we're not talking about grapes that grow on their own because they wouldn't be mechuyev in maisrus at all. So huanovim v'avashim, both types of grapes, mishehevishu. What does mishehevishu mean? Zokta batanura. When you can see the seeds from the outside. And as soon as even one grape on the eshkel, on the cluster, gets so ripe that you can see the seeds on the outside, that the skin like becomes a little transparent, then there's a chi of maisris on the whole eshkel. It's interesting what the Taisus Yom Tov points out over here. Wavashim and Shevishu are reverse letters. Here the aleph is before the vase, here the vase is before the aleph. And gives other examples. There's kesev and keves. Simla and shloima. Alklapan, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Ha'oig. What's Oig? No, it's not the giant. That's spelled with an ayin. This is with an aleph. Says the Batanura, Ilan Shapirois of Adumim. Kind of tree with red fruits. Vekarnlai Balaz Kerniuli. It's a kind of cherries. The cherries called Cornelian cherries. Vatusim, these are berries. Red berries. Well, Mishi Adimim, when they turn red. V'chalo adumim, mishi adimu. And all red fruits become mechuyev in maisrus when they turn red. Ha'remainim mishi yamasu. Remind them pomegranates. Of course, with pomegranates, you eat the seed. So they become mechuyev in maisrus once the seed becomes soft enough. You can squeeze it with your fingers, crush it with your fingers. I say the seed because the Batanura tells us even if one seed is that soft, the whole remain is mechuyev in maisrus. Vayitra says in Mishnah, Tamara Mishiyatilu Sa'ar, dates become mechuyev in maisrus. When you look at the date and it starts opening, there's like cracks. The same way you would see in a Sa'ar. Sa'ar is a sourdough. It starts becoming chametz, it develops cracks. Vayitra says in Mishnah, Hu afar sikim. These are peaches. Mishiyatilu Gidim. You look in their skin and suddenly it looks like red veins, sinews, like streaks, stringy streaks. That's when they're mechuyev in maisrus. Who are goyzim mishiyasu megura, walnuts. When they form a storage house. We learned megura is a storage house. What storage house? So the Batanura explains that once the nut separates itself from the outside shell and it sits inside like it's sitting inside a storage house. That's the mushel. Before it's ripe, the kernel of the nut is connected to the shell. When it begins to ripen, it separates itself from the shell. Rabbi Huda says, Hu agoizim vashkeidim, walnuts and almonds, mishiyasu klipa. Klipa means when they form this thin shell, not the outside shell, a thin shell that surrounds the nut itself. That doesn't happen until they're completely ripe. So Rabbi Huda has a later shear, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Huda. Interesting what we find in the Meleches Shloim over here. He brings from the Rash, Ma egos yesh boi dalid megura. It's just like the nut has four houses. Af Yisrael hayachoinim bedalid degolim. The Yidden had four degalim, four major degalim, in the Midbar when they traveled. So some explain, if you look into a walnut, there's like mechitzas. It's like there's separate walls, like cubicles, and there's four mechitzas. So each of these little rooms, each of these walls are called megures. That's what the Mishnah means. So of course, that would stem better with the analogy to the Yidden in the Midbar with the degalim. Because if it means the mechitza around them, so they weren't wrapped in the degalim. So, chazing over our Mishnah. Peiros that you can't eat to start with are only mechuyev v'maishas once you can start eating them. So what are the shiurim? The figs when the tips start turning white. Grapes when you can see the seeds on the outside. Anything that's red until it becomes red, particularly the berries the Mishnah discussed. Pomegranates, when one of the seeds becomes so soft you can crush it with your fingers. Dates, when they start like there's cracks that appear in them. Peaches, when you see like long streaks on the shell. Walnuts, when they have a magura, when the shell separates itself from the outside shell, Rabbi Yehuda says, only when they become fully ripe, and that's when they develop like that thin film-like shell around the actual kernel.